This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So
you have heard it.
We have heard it. We're here with Finn Wolfhard.
For some reason.
We were just talking about Paul McCartney's new album.
So that is your actual... That is our theme song.
For the time being, our theme song is us overdubbing for you with Review.
And it's 2 seconds long.
Oh, thanks so much for coming, man.
Oh, of course. Did you just come up with that downstairs?
No, we've been doing this.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So before, for those of you who don't know what just happened because we weren't recording, downstairs we were telling Finn, we're like, yeah, we can't wait till you hear our theme song. And Jake goes, who wrote it? And we're like, Paul McCartney. And Finn goes, yeah, he wrote a song called Fuh You. It's hilarious. And Jeff and I just look at each other. And,
I totally.
That sounds crazy.
That's we're like, that's insane.
Whoa. I've never heard that before. That's insane. Give
what
us 5 minutes.
Crazy song.
Yeah. And we'll freaking listen to it.
And we'll
bro.
Blow your mind.
You're the second guest we've ever had on this podcast.
What a weird meeting of the minds.
Right?
What a weird thing that. We start our first guest, Amir Blumenfeld.
What a fucked up, what a fucked up second guest. What a weird jump.
What an
our boss to
our boss to the star
random,
of a Netflix yeah, show,
a random,
Stranger Things.
I hate to ask you this, and I promised Riley I wouldn't. But what's your liquidity? What's your net worth?
Come on, don't do that.
No,
to him.
I just want to know. Like,
he promised you wouldn't ask.
He could be a homeowner, I'm sure. But you just don't know where you want to live yet.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get your soch?
Oh, yeah. It is just overdubbed.
Media or a number?
So you bounce around between Vancouver.
L.A., Atlanta.
Hotlanta.
New York. Hotlanta.
Hotlanta.
What's your favorite city?
I love Chicago. Chicago's awesome.
Chicago's cool.
Great
and
city.
And I like...
I love
what
Chicago.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Oh, because I was
great
just there.
City
and I love
because
that city.
You're like, are you going to say Los Angeles? Because I'm from here.
Because I'm from, so that's the best one.
I'm from Sugar and Falls, Ohio. It's actually, we have
no
a
one asked,
for
no
just
one asked.
Sorry, we were actually talking about how like, Finn travels all over.
Right,
no, for sure, for sure.
Right, absolutely yeah. No mm-hmm. one asked.
Have you ever been to, didn't mean to interrupt. Have you been to Mentor?
No.
Okay. It's not too far from Chicago.
Of course not.
Of course not.
No. I love like New York and I've always liked LA because I have like family friends here and I've always been coming here. And but I like traveling. I love being in different places. I just fucking hate flying.
Yeah. Yes.
The act of going to an airport is like, I don't know how to describe how like soul crushing it is to be like, you're going to be in a paradise in 12 hours, but first you have to deal with people that you would never want to deal with in your life.
Yeah. Do people come up to you a lot?
Yeah. I just got a flight attendant that really wanted a picture with me and that was nice.
Yeah.
But that's hard when then it's like, you can't leave.
Well, yeah. Then it's one of those things where it's like, you have been serving me like nuts. So like do feel like I owe you something.
Yeah. That is weird. I mean...
Where it's like in real life, like if someone were to come up to me and have a weird sense of entitlement of like, I deserve this. That's different.
Has someone said that to you?
It's all in the hey, demeanor. Man. Actually, that's a good idea. Anyone who wants to come up for a picture of me, just say, hey, man, I know you obviously are at dinner right now and you're eating, but I fucking deserve this.
I don't know why I feel this way, but
yeah, but I just feel like
should have already been in a photo with
of
me.
Of course. You should have asked me for the photo, yeah. Honestly.
Yeah. What are the chances? Me and you.
Do you have favorite dinner spots in LA?
I like a...
Oh, yeah.
I've never been there.
It's near your place.
It's really? Like, well, Mexican.
We'll cut that out.
Sorry, it's on North.
It's, well, how many?
I think it's in Alhambra.
Cut it out.
Well, how many, what's it called? How many locations are there?
I think there's only one.
Okay, well then, yeah, then we have to bleep it out. But,
I'm sorry, what's your address? What's your address?
1920, I'm not going to say it. 1926 Bill Street.
Sugarfish is fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one.
My friend Catherine works at Sugarfish in La Brea.
Ah.
So if you see a redhead from Burlington, tell her Jeffrey sent you.
And you'll know she's from Burlington.
I was literally about to say that.
Yeah.
I know a freaking Burlingtoner.
When I see her.
A mile away.
And Riley, Burlington, Ontario? I just want to be fair. I mean, obviously most of the things will be for Finn, but where do you like to eat?
Yeah.
Where do I like to eat?
Yeah. Just say it fast.
Wait. Oh, well, I got to think about it for a
like
little
fresh,
bit.
Like fresh, like salad.
Don't think about it. Just say it. Sorry, no. It doesn't even matter if it's true. Just say a place. I'm so sorry you have to see me like this, Finn.
Yeah. Sorry, there's, I don't know.
Jesus.
Faster.
Yeah, now you're embarrassing
yourself. Well, now I'm nervous. Oh, my God. There's a great Thai place near me.
Cool.
Come on.
Welcome to Review, the only review show.
Absolutely wrong.
That's ever been made.
Absolutely wrong.
Not even just
it's
podcast.
Also not even
don't
a
listen to
all right, fuck it. Whatever, it's fine. I'll let
we're
you guys
the
do
only
thing.
Podcast that's ever been made.
Sure.
Isn't that crazy? And you're on it.
I can't believe it. It's insane.
It's amazing.
Finn, this show has not been released.
Because you guys were talking about it before, and I thought I was a dick for not knowing what the show was, and then I realized, oh, it's not out yet.
It hasn't been out yet. And by the time this comes out, how many episodes will be out?
I'll be, what, 25?
You should be 24, 25.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Rent a car and listen it in there.
Mm-hmm. And there.
Rent a car and listen it in there.
We've done 7 episodes. This is 8.
Oh, wow.
We're not sure when this will release.
This episode.
And it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
We're just
timeless.
Having fun shooting the chat.
Shooting the chat.
With some friends.
Shooting the chat, making some new pals. Maybe this will never be released.
Ideally,
it won't. Talk about it.
Ideally, hopefully, it won't be. Because
I have some talking points that
will
are.
Be over.
They can never be released. It'll tarnish my name.
So this episode, we are talking about, and we are reading reviews for
Trampoline Parks.
Trampoline Parks.
And it sounded like we just came up with that on the spot, but in reality, we did come up with it like 25 minutes ago.
That would be fucking amazing if it was like, let's
are
come
we
up
all
with
the same,
yeah,
all
the same thing. Sky Zone.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many different. The one I picked, there's
Sky
so
Zone,
many
among
different.
Others.
Yeah,
among
there's
others.
So many. There's so many weird ones.
Finn, what Why? Is your yeah. best memory of a trampoline park?
I love trampoline parks when they're not super packed. That's obviously the best, but usually they are. My favorite thing about going to trampoline parks is going now as a 17-year-old, as an almost 6-foot-tall person, and being able to just destroy 8-year-olds on the way in.
Sorry, destroy 8-year-olds?
Yeah.
You're under arrest.
Oh, shit. Did I say too much? Or... No, obviously. But I like dunking on them.
Yeah.
There's like a
yeah,
dunk
so I
section.
Meant what I said.
So I did mean what I said. Yeah, I destroy
and are
them.
In this scenario, are you with friends or it's just...
By myself. By myself. No, I love going to trampoline parks. I think that they're really, really fun and dangerous. And weirdly,
and so, like, that's my thing. Is
well,
like,
no,
I
don't like
danger, dangerous.
But like when you think about it, if you were to pitch that, it's just a bunch of like preteens jumping in the air, 10 feet in the air, and just like almost hitting each other for like
yeah.
4 hours.
Yeah, no, these and, people, I can't, they have not had been bar mitzvahed yet.
Yeah, yeah. Trained to do backflips.
They are fresh.
Wait. Fresh?
Excuse me. Low blow.
You can't say that.
Fresh.
What?
When there's newborn babies, I say that they're fresh.
Jeff?
They don't get ripe till like 8.
Any memories?
Oh, I have a good... Actually, sorry.
Yeah.
That wasn't a memory, but I was going to say one of my favorite memories was I was learning how to backflip because I can front flip and land it, but I can't backflip because I'm terrified of it. And because you can't see where the fuck you're going. So,
if you were on a ledge, you could front flip off and land on your feet or only in the trampoline?
Only in the trampoline.
Oh, okay, cool.
No, that would be insane.
No, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be great.
But he can't. So.
Make me better. So, anyways, I'm a dick. It was me training. Someone was like helping me. Some random guy working there, like how to backflip, just give me tips. And then I did it. I did one into the foam pit. And so I went, all right, I'm going to go onto the jet gymnastic trampoline and try it. And like, I had so much confidence. And the minute I jumped up, I had absolutely no confidence and immediately regretted it and just backed out halfway through the backflip and just landed tacoed so hard out of my neck and back. Oh, no. And I was just like, yeah, that's it. I'm done with that.
My neck.
Yeah.
My back.
My pussy and my park. Trampolines. Now let's really talk about this. Let's get into
it. No, but for real. I didn't know if you were going to go through the whole thing.
That's terrifying. See, that's what I can't do. I'm very scared of doing flips on trampolines because I'm terrified of that. Mm-hmm. And I remember this wasn't at a trampoline park. But, like, I'd be on my friend's trampoline, and we'd be like, let's popcorn each other. You know, when it's like, sit down, it's like, I'm going to double bounce you. And that happened, and I fucked up my neck really bad. And that I'm scared of that. Because I'm also 5'4", and so going to a trampoline park where, like, people much larger than I are, like, jumping really hardcore.
People much larger than I.
You're dainty. I'm so dainty. I'm just, like, a little waif.
My family owned a trampoline up until I was, like, 11. And I remember one time I was really small. My older brother and his another kid just, like, bounced me so hard. And I just flew off the trampoline and face-planted into the lawn. Oh. Yeah, I've almost died a few times on trampoline.
That's like,
and I still go
to the park. I still like. I will.
I could go to a friend's house and jump on the trampoline, but no.
No, you want to go to a
sign
park.
A fucking waiver.
Well, it's totally different. I mean, for those who don't know what a trampoline park or zone is, like, there's a basketball trampoline area,
a foam pit.
A gymnastics area.
Yeah,
it's
yes.
just a full like warehouse filled with trampolines.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any stories, Jeff?
Me?
Yeah.
Just birthday parties that I caught wind of in middle school, and I was like,
that you're not invited to, that you showed up to.
No, let me check the mail, guys, because I think I did get that invite, and then I go home and there was no mail, so it was
Well, anyway, so who
Petty Cash?
Should...
What'd you say?
So we have any. Reviews.
Oh, yeah. Who wants to go first?
Riley.
Okay. Here we go. We're going to start. This is Big Air Trampoline Park. I believe this is somewhere near Sherman Oaks.
Great.
We have a 2-star review from December 2nd, 2019 from Rosa R. Thoughts?
R.
I like her name.
It's good.
You ready? Rosa R, I said.
Right.
Why are you getting mad?
Sorry. Okay.
You're reiterating.
Right. I would say she's
Rosa
not usually
R?
Like this, but it happens
but she,
almost
this
every
is
time.
Kinda, yeah.
This is it. Okay, 2 stars. Ready? Here we go. One time, no thought. It was definitely a place for young children. I went there for a kid's birthday party, and it's not my type of place, but perfect for this kid. The food there was not good. The party package that was chosen included dry, hard pizza, dry microwave cheese sticks, and also some dry meatballs without any dipping sauce. Just dry.
Sorry to interrupt. What trampoline parks serve meatballs to kids that are jumping on trampolines?
No sauce.
No sauce, vomiting into the ball pit.
Just dry. This place is also, it's cheap.
Sure.
They charge per hour, and you have to wear some orange socks. Glad I don't... Sorry. They charge per hour, and you have to wear some orange socks. Glad I don't like this kind of place. I'm sure that those who have small children will enjoy it. Bounce till you drop. Just eat elsewhere.
Jesus.
From Rosa R.
Hi. I was here for 2 hours and 5 minutes. I was just wondering if I couldn't be charged for that last hour.
Oh, sorry. Well, we do charge... So that's 20 per the hour, and then we're going to have to do another 10 for that half hour.
10?
Riley, is someone else asking the same question?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. People
let me deal with them.
Holy shit.
This is my manager.
He's wearing a cloak.
Of course.
I guess I wouldn't have as much of an issue, but everything I ate today was dry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even usually... describe food as that.
And you like wet food? I'm sorry, are you a dog.
You guys are bullying
no,
me.
No, sorry. It's just that it's like when we advertise the food on the menu, it says meatballs, no sauce.
Yeah, it says dry. Yeah, we do.
It says dry pizza,
on the website, if
no
you
sauce.
Did do research before coming, it did yeah. say.
Sorry, on the website menu, it says dry, but in this the physical menus right. we have here doesn't mention dry.
No, it doesn't. I mean, mm-hmm. that's usually a thing that corporate deals with, but
I guess
don't.
I just didn't read the fine print.
No,
I'll
I'm
30.
Sorry that you didn't enjoy your experience.
Did you like the trampolines at least?
Yeah, they were fun. I mean, I got a little bit of a stomach ache, but...
What was that from?
It's from the dry food. The dry... Obviously, it's from the dry food.
I'm sorry, you're implying that we poisoned you.
I have been feeling kind of faint, but I didn't think you poisoned me until just now.
We cut to the meatball factory.
One drop of cyanide into each dry ball.
Hey, Jeff, can you get in here?
Yeah. QC, what's up?
Yeah, what's up with all the dry fucking meatballs? Are we just gonna send them out like that?
That was a huge wholesale order.
Okay.
For a year's worth of dry balls for this trampoline zone.
Sure, should we just send it to the trampoline again?
Yeah, but just, they wanted basically arsenic in it, one drop in each one.
Okay.
Not enough to kill, but enough to cause a stomach
sure.
ache.
Sure, of course. Of
Cut
course.
Back to the park.
What a weird order.
Sorry, I also just have to point out, it's mandatory that you have to wear the orange socks.
Yeah.
There's actually a fine
yeah.
if you don't wear the orange socks.
Wait, how much is the fine?
Another 30.
1,000.
30K.
30,000.
For insurance policies.
So
and...
by not wearing the socks, I voided the insurance
like, it's
policy?
It's like when you're at a, it's like when you're ziplining and you don't wear the freaking helmet, right?
Don't
yeah,
level
exactly
with me.
It. No, it's
not
like,
the same.
Exactly
right? It's exactly the same.
It's like
we're on the same
if you're
page.
Going,
no,
you're if you're in Costa Rica and you're ziplining through the rainforest and you don't have a helmet, it's the same thing
it's liable.
As being indoors
right.
in Sherman
we're liable.
Oaks without
because
the socks.
If you fall, you break your... You know,
right, and that's a 30,000 yeah. fine, and that's the kind of the same thing for me.
You know what? You guys are lucky that I'm independently wealthy off some weird schemes.
Okay, brag.
Yeah, jeez.
Who do I make the check out to? You don't even know.
I gotta say about this review, my favorite thing is like she's like, oh, well, I'm glad I don't like it here because this place isn't for me.
She's so judgmental to so many people.
But also that it's kind of hiding, like maybe she did have more fun than she expected.
Yeah.
This place for kids is like, it's
definitely
not
for,
me.
It's definitely for kids and not for me.
Are you sure you didn't have fun? Because you're like smiling ear to ear.
Yeah. No, it's like I bounced. Like I tried to have fun, but it's like, it's definitely for like 5-year-olds.
What I heard you use the sentence, bounce till you drop.
Yeah.
Which means you loved it so much that you did it until you fainted.
Well, I definitely like, I did bounce till I drop.
I mean,
wanted to
not even
kid.
A kid does that. That's fucking crazy. I mean, they know when to stop. Did you eat anything before you went on?
I had a bag of Sour Patch Kids.
Jesus.
And
the candy or?
The candy.
Children.
Okay.
It was my kids' candy and I took it. I had a great time. I had an amazing.
Then don't give us a 2-star review. How dare you?
It was a 2-star review.
It was 2.
And she's like, it's a great place for kids. Bounce till you drop. Dry ass meatballs.
2 stars.
2 stars.
Yeah.
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter, the sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it, but I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it, and that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely... 2 dozen subscriptions.
Oh my god,
things.
Alfred.
And some of them are only like $1 a month, but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features, so stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, Mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert. So I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, but when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm like, I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Should I go next?
Absolutely.
All right.
Next.
Here's one star. This is Apex Adventure Plex in
Apex
Adventure Plex.
Where?
In Vancouver.
Cool.
Okay, here it is. One star from Munzir Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
At my time at Apex Adventure Park, I saw an employee named Ethan, and he was horrible at his job. I asked him where the bathroom was, and he just ignored me. He's working, but he's jumping on the trampoline the entire time. He spoke in a really loud tone to my son, thus making him cry. I asked why he did that, and he said he doesn't like kids. Not coming here again. One star. Holy shit.
What a shocking.
Ethan, you know why I called you here to my office.
Yeah, of course.
You've been screaming at kids.
Yeah, I hate him.
No, don't say fuck.
Sorry, I just thought, because being honest, I don't know, I just usually being honest.
We've brought in an HR representative from corporate. She's going to run you through some sensitivity training.
So I'm Lisa. I'm just here to run you through a few scenarios. I truly can't believe that you're not being fired, but that's none of my business.
This is a last-ditch effort. So
okay, great. So let's say you see a kid, maybe about 5 or 6 years old, and they've stopped jumping, and you can tell that they're clutching onto their ankle. Something's clearly wrong. What do you do?
You know, pain is... It's whatever, you know, pain is whatever you make it, so kind of walk.
Pain is whatever you make it.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Yeah, you have open sores on your left thigh.
Yeah.
You should go to a hospital.
Well, like, you know, pain is whatever you make it.
Pain is whatever
you make it. Weird
like
motto.
I said, I just think, you know, they're being he's being a baby about it. So usually either I'll...
Well, he is a baby.
If he's like coming, 5 years old, so. Well, if he's coming up
he
to me... If he's coming up to me and giving me something, I don't have any, you know...
You made a motion like he's like...
Squaring up to fight
of
you.
Of course. Well, because if an 8-year-old comes up to me and says, help, my ankle hurts, that could be easily like he's trying to get my job, so my position.
Yeah, we don't hire people under 18.
Right, so I back up, pull out my fists.
You're not hearing me, but go on.
And kind of just wait until he makes a fucking move.
Mm.
And then I just, yeah. What was next one?
Sorry.
But that was my answer.
Well, sorry. I just need to, just for the sake of me writing this down shorthand, if you see a kid clutching his ankle, you wait till he walks it off, unless he's a little bit older, in which case you think it's a ploy to square up to fight.
Correct.
So you will stand back,
we agree.
Fists ready, like a video game character
just do the next
waiting
one.
To... Okay,
we agree on it.
Next scenario.
You
actually,
can move on, but we agree on it.
This kind of relates to what we were just talking about. So sometimes kids, as we know, can get a little rowdy. We're at a place where we serve pizza, ice cream, you know. It's
a lot of birthday parties.
A lot of birthday parties here. So sometimes in a need to feel like they want to impress their friends, they do kind of start harassing employees a little bit. Like, come bounce with us, or like, come play with us.
Right,
like, what? How would you diffuse the situation?
I mean, usually when I see rowdy kids, I kind of just give them something I like to call a nightcap.
That sounds very violent.
Well, let me finish before.
No, I'll let you finish. Sorry.
It's a nice thing that I'm doing for them. So the minute I see a few kids being a little rowdy, I get in my car. On the parking lot, and I go across the street to the liquor store, and I usually buy a fourth, like maybe a quart of tequila, and come back.
A quart?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're the manager here, right?
Barely.
Well, I haven't even finished my fucking.
No, you don't. What do you do with the quart of whiskey?
I bring it back. I put it in the center of the trampoline. I open it up, and I wait.
Wait for what? What happens? You've done this before? I've never seen this happen.
The first child to make the move. And usually the first child that makes the move and starts drinking, it gets tired and passes out.
I can't stress
which
enough.
Which gives me enough room to jump as well.
How desperately you need to fire this employee.
No, it's like at this point, that's... We're going to have to... He's on the record saying that, so...
All right, we cut to a businessman's office. What do you mean my son is feeding kids alcohol?
Look, you're deadbeat fucking son, Ethan.
I own the company.
I know. That's why we hired him.
Exactly.
Will I keep my job if I fire your son?
No.
Then he's still hired, but he's drugging kids with alcohol.
You can give it to an HR person that maybe comes in and kind of maybe like to pays out of pocket to the children's parents. I don't know how that works.
Come back to the HR meeting.
Yeah.
You have to give him cash.
All
right.
I think his dad said $2,500.
That was so good. It's insane of one thing to make a kid cry and heartless and just go, I don't like kids.
Yeah.
But the other, I read another
why
review.
Why did you make him cry?
I just don't like kids.
Don't work here.
I just usually, when you, all of your, when all the people that are, 99% of people are kids that come to your
establishment. When 99% of people there are nine, don't work there.
It's like a librarian, like, thrashing books.
Sure.
Then don't work readings in a library.
Readings are fucking nerds.
I remember there was one day at my high school where some field trip, I think it must have been like an eighth grade, quote unquote, graduation, like, field trip. They took us to Sky Zone, and it was full of a lot of teen boys, like 13, 14-year-old boys, being like, let's all bounce each other. And all the girls, we were all just like sitting down in the food area being like, I have no desire to be here. And then for some reason, all the boys got their hands on like Monster energy drinks. So it was a lot of overly caffeinated boys like going through puberty.
That sounds like a nightmare.
I'm going to bounce the fuck out of you. And I'm like, I simply need to get back on the bus immediately.
You
want to
go to homecoming?
You want...
Hey, I'm gonna bounce the fuck out of you.
It's like he needed a monster to work up the courage.
Yo, I'm like really fucking hyper
right
now.
Holy shit. I got my learner's permit. I could definitely drive you to the fucking dance if my mom's in the car.
If my mom's in the car, like, I can absolutely drive and then she can wait and, like, it'll be fine.
I want your mom to wait during homecoming.
No, she'll be, like, she honestly, like, she can play Candy Crush. Like, she'll just be sitting in the car and, like, she's done it.
She's pretty cool.
She's pretty cool about it.
Cool. Nah, congratulations. Like, she sounds like a wonderful woman. I actually already have a date to homecoming, so.
Oh.
You okay?
Just didn't expect it.
Gonna go bounce.
Ouch.
My friend was telling me about how he was a few grades older than me in my elementary school, and there was a thing that they would play called Rangers and Angels. And it was a game where... half the boys would line up on the playground, and the other half would line up, and then you go, 1, 2, 3, Rangers and Angels, and you'd run, and then basically they would all just beat the fuck out of each other, and the girls were the angels, and all they had to be doing was just, no, please, stop fighting. That was the game. Just dudes beating the shit out of each other, and the girls going, no, please, stop.
So we just shot a sketch with you about childhood games. We should have done that.
God damn it.
That's
a real game.
It's not.
Obviously, it's not a real game, but they played it.
That's so fucking funny. Also, Rangers? Like Park Rangers?
Dude, I don't know what. He was telling me about it, and I was like, this sounds like
Rangers and
insane.
Angels.
It does not roll off the tongue.
Absolutely. Rangers and Angels.
Anyone for a game of Rangers and Angels?
It's like a slant rhyme.
I'm going to do a biopic about Rangers and Angels.
All right, so half of you guys are Rangers. Just beat the shit out of each other.
Is that the only...
No.
What?
There's a twist.
Oh, okay.
The rest of you guys are angels. And you're going, no, don't. You're gonna hurt
but
someone.
Do we stop fighting when we hear the angels?
No. You just play until recess is over.
Until the bell rings.
Yeah, until the bell tolls.
There was a game.
A Metallica fan.
Sorry.
Jesus. I will let you read your review, but it just made me think of, like, while
Oh, yeah, I gotta go
playing...
soon.
Oh, yeah.
I just realized.
Of course.
Oh, you do have to go soon. We would play horse at recess, and a friend of mine not the basketball game. They would take a jump rope, put it around a waist, and a girl would run around like she was a horse, and the other girl would pretend to be the rider. Anyway, continue. What were you saying?
That's also insane.
That is also...
All right, this is for Sky Zone in Anaheim.
Nice. Yep.
Ever heard of it?
Yeah.
I've heard of Anaheim before.
Cool. 3 stars from Ashley V.
Okay. Very nice. I'm listening.
Very nice. Wonder what the V stands for.
Yeah, don't do that.
Victoria.
Vagina.
No.
No,
probably not.
Probably not.
Oh, I bet you money.
Her name isn't Ashley Vagina.
I doubt her name is Ashley Vagina coming
okay.
out of the womb.
Agreed. Sure. We agree.
How many stars?
It's 3 stars. Okay. I just lost it.
Of course.
Good job.
So, talk amongst yourselves.
It was good, I guess.
What else?
Finn, I'm so sorry about this. He is usually like this.
Yeah. This happens more often than it doesn't.
Yeah, you're embarrassing yourself in front of all these people.
Always.
I know.
And it's not even that many people.
Look how many people you're embarrassing yourself over.
We have a studio audience that we have not mic'd, and we told them to be quiet.
Right.
3 stars, Ashley Vagina,
no,
Anaheim, California.
Ashley V, right, her name is not Vagina.
Place was clean, front desk girls were friendly. Was disappointed, however, by the fact that they kicked my toddler out of the toddler area for a private party. Then threw out a vague, your kids can play over there in the dodgeball court, which was full of teenagers playing hardcore dodgeball, which isn't safe at all.
didn't end up staying and playing our entire time because she couldn't play anywhere safe amongst kids her own size. Plus, the warrior course was closed for my older child.
The employees told this toddler, who's what, four?
Why don't you go enter the gauntlet?
They saw something special in her, and they're like, you know what? She's got it. Like, yeah. She'll get her ass kicked. But
do
like,
you mind just, I don't know, maybe like telling your toddler to get the fuck out?
What?
Just kind of telling him to fuck off. I don't know.
I'm not going to tell my toddler to fuck off.
Oh, so you want...
No, we don't want you to me say to... No, okay. I don't want you to do it.
Oh. So is there a problem here?
Yeah.
Sorry, I work at the front desk.
Yes, there... That doesn't seem like the right ranks.
Well,
you walk down from an office.
Sure.
And you're a front desk person. You're stepping in.
I mean, she'll defend me, so...
What seems to be the problem?
What's your name?
Ethan.
Ethan just told me to tell my kid to fuck off because there's a private party. And it doesn't even look like there's a private party. There's just like... There's...
So here's the thing, is that there is one booked for 7 p.m. It's 2 now, 2 p.m. We like to have it for a long time to prep it.
Right.
It would be appreciated if the toddler fucked off maybe to like the dodgeball court.
Sorry, I know Ethan really well and I know he can come off a little strong. Can I see your toddler? I just...
Excuse me?
Sorry, not like, I mean, can I meet your toddler?
No.
I just...
You can talk to me and I'll talk to my toddler.
Sorry. Well, usually when Ethan says stuff like that, it's because he has sensed something strong and...
Yeah. I've sensed something strong in the spirit realm.
And he really means that it's like, if he's telling your toddler to fuck off, that means that, like, your kid...
What? No, he just said he sensed something strong in the spirit realm.
That's exactly...
Are you some kind of medium? Is that your hobby, Ethan?
I mean, so I am hired, yes, by Sky Zone.
Not what I asked.
I do handle many of these kind of things, and I think I'm telling your toddler to fuck up because I think it is a very evil presence.
Mm.
Your toddler is...
Yeah. You're nodding your head. You agree with him?
This is what he does. He's the best at it.
She was eating Doritos really, really ravenously, and only the
she was eating Doritos,
Doritos
from the vending machine because your food is dry.
You got the meatballs.
You got the meatballs,
Ethan.
Huh?
You're wearing a Rolex.
Listen,
how are you this wealthy?
I agree with you about the food thing. Okay, I totally agree with you.
Thank
and
you.
Let me level with you.
Thank you.
However, I need you to tell your toddler to fuck off.
We're just gonna go somewhere else.
Oh yeah, there's one down the street. Cut to the next Sky Zone. Hi, welcome to Sky Zone. Is your baby...
Four. He's 4 years old, so it's the...
No, that's...
Pass.
I didn't really want to... Riley, can you get in here?
Yeah, absolutely. What's going on? Sorry, what seems to be the problem?
What the fuck? How did you get here so... We drove.
So did I. What seems to be the problem?
Never mind. We're going to go play mini golf. Get to mini golf.
Hi, two kids' day passes and one
Sorry,
adult.
What seems to be the problem?
Oh my god, dude.
We're going to go home.
All right.
That's a home.
Hey, what seems to be the problem?
What the
Oh,
very
too
nice.
Fun.
Too fun stuff.
Should we tell them the next segment?
The next segment? Okay. It's the last segment.
Okay.
Yeah. This
shook me all week long.
You've been in LA for what? 2 days?
One day.
What's been shaking you?
I hated every moment of what that was. What's been shaking me?
Yeah, like.
What's like the one thing you haven't been able to get off your mind, for good or for better or for
that's
worse?
That's a good. When I try to sleep and I'm excited, I can't get songs out of my head.
So
excited,
lately,
well, just like
a tent in your pants.
Easy. 17.
I can be sued for even
17.
Saying that.
Yeah. Excited.
But your birthday is soon, right?
Easy.
You're Gemini.
I don't think the zodiac sign has anything to do with what weird thing you're saying.
Okay.
Gemini's gonna handle this shit.
Gemini,
good.
Don't say it like I'm a Gemini. I'm not.
I am, but okay. What's the song?
No. Oh.
You can't get out of your like. What's is there a song that's been in your head?
It's songs that I've been listening to. There's a song that I've been listening to like from the SpongeBob soundtrack.
Is it the Panic
musical?
At the Disco one?
No, it's a Wilco song.
Oh, cool. What can you sing a little bit?
Living underwater.
No, it's not what it is.
Okay.
What's something that you guys have not been able to get out of your mind? Jeffrey James?
Meffrey Mames.
Sorry, let me just...
You all right?
Gather my thoughts.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it's just that like Finn had his
like, yeah, right like immediately, and like you just don't.
And like no, I know. He's a busy man.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah, we have all day, but he doesn't.
Yeah,
he's kind enough to come on the show.
No, he has mere seconds to go, but I just like
yeah.
I'm trying to figure it out.
So. Yeah, he's asleep.
Only
you
for
put
a
him
bit.
To sleep. You put him to sleep.
Only for a little bit.
Yeah, but still, he's asleep nonetheless.
Oh
shit!
Been taking vitamins recently.
Oh god.
So I did a hair test, right? And
okay,
I,
this is true.
This is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, you were just joking before when you were talking about it downstairs.
Oh, did I say it earlier?
You did yeah. that. You took.
Sorry,
a hair
I browned out from 12:30 to like 1:45.
Yeah, sure.
I did a hair test where this woman took a, you know what I mean, like a little snippet,
yep.
weighed it on a scale to see if it was enough, mm-hmm. shipped it to a lab. They did a bunch of tests, right?
No, I have a son.
No.
What a story.
So the vitamins were...
Turns out I donated sperm.
Yeah.
I don't remember when or when, why. But yeah, so I'm taking vitamin B complex.
For your hair.
For everything.
And it's been getting complex.
It's been getting complex. Sure. Vitamin E, glycine, collagen powder.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel better.
Actually?
I actually do. Like, I feel like there's a spring in my step and a pep in my eye.
Not what they say, but.
And a pep in my sty.
And a pep in my sty.
I had a sty for a day.
Did you actually? Recently? As an adult? You had a sty? Like the thing that 5-year-olds get.
Finn, I have eye problems.
Jeff gets
I
have a lot of styes.
Oh, dude.
Oh, so he gets a lot of
styes. I also think that Amir has, he's constantly putting, either he just loves Visine, or he's
which
like.
He
it is that, but
he
the
does,
Visine
he does love,
dry.
Yeah, he does love Visine.
But yeah, take vitamins. You guys should get a hair test. You both have a lot of it.
Again, he's 17.
No, I'm just saying he has some golden locks.
He's talking about my hair.
Very dark hair.
Very dark, but I can tell you're a natural blonde.
No.
What shook me? Glad you asked. Come on. Let me have this one thing. Come on.
No,
okay,
go.
Say it.
My boyfriend got new frames for his glasses.
Yeah.
And... they're really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been really excited. It has nothing to do with me. Like, they're not my glasses, but I went and helped
and
him
you've
get
been...
them. But I'm excited about
sure.
it. Sure. I'm just like, they like his glasses that he has now are really good, but these are like really good.
What kind of glasses? Are they like making him look smart?
It's they're
glasses,
just like,
or
they're
they
just
like
they're like hip. They're cool.
Yeah, are they like hipster. Wire-framed or like
they're,
tortoise?
It's kind of like, it's like a tortoise wire-frame
wow.
hybrid.
So both of the things he said.
So, no,
so both
but
the
it's
things
like,
I said, of course.
It's like a little bit thicker than a wire-frame with like a little bit of a tortoise
thick
around
as day.
It. Thick as day.
They're thick as day. I'm staring Daniel at the eyes. And he's
I'm staring
just,
right at the eyes.
And he just, yeah. Oh, geez, he makes me want to freaking kiss him.
I'm going to, I would give him a smooch.
Ugh.
I would. I know. It's crazy.
Jesus.
I would.
Don't
come
talk about
on.
Kissing on this
you got.
Show.
You can't.
You. Okay.
You have so many young listeners.
Yeah. Don't talk about kissing your long-term boyfriend.
Come on.
You have
That's
ten.
Disgusting.
You have
come
ten.
On.
And, usually 10 years or younger.
I know, which is doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I don't
but
know.
Here we are.
Well.
We did.
Had
it.
Some
we
laughs.
Did trampoline parks.
My cheeks hurt from the day.
Thick as day.
Smiling
Thick as
and
day.
Laughing.
Smiling, laughing all day. That was a fun day.
What do you have to plug? You're a busy guy. You're
I have,
an A-lister.
I have an A-lister.
An A-lister.
An A-lister.
He's an A-lister.
I have a movie called The Turning that's coming out in February, early February. I don't remember the exact date, which makes me bad at doing this.
Are you doing press right now?
I am. I start tomorrow.
Christ.
That's a lot. But that's
it'll
exciting.
It'll be fun. I'll sleep, hopefully, tonight. But
take niacinamide.
What?
Again, he's 17.
It's vitamin B3. It promotes restfulness.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
Take it at 9.
Or just like a melatonin.
And you'll be feeling fine.
Easy.
Anyways, so I got that. And I start with Stranger Things 4. We start this year. And then it should be out 2021.
Woo!
Woohoo!
2021.
And then...
you have a band.
I have a song that I actually, for this movie, The Turning, I have, well, I mean, when this is out, it's going to be out. So hopefully.
It's true. So
why don't, we'll probably time it for the release
great.
Of the movie.
Great. Yeah. Amazing. Whatever. Do whatever you want.
Go
but
see
yeah, we
turning.
Go
and
see the turning.
To, what's listen the name of the song? To it's called Getting Butter. Getting Butter. Getting
it's
Butter.
It's called Churning Butter.
Butter. Churn, it's Churning Butter.
Churning Butter. It's called
Churning Entertainment Butter.
Yeah. It's called Getting Better Otherwise by the Aubreys.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
It's a fun one.
Is that Yay. The name of the band? The Aubreys?
Yes. Yes.
Do you guys tour?
I toured with my last band, and it got really, like, I have, as you guys know, like, I have a lot of stuff that I'm doing.
Yeah.
So it got hard, and we were on a label, so, and they really wanted us to tour, and it was kind of an impossible thing, so.
Damn.
And then I kind of just split off and with me and my drummer, and we created our own thing that's just independent.
It's awesome.
Nice.
So we don't have to tour or anything, we're just doing our thing.
You that's should so play cool. the Echo in LA.
Out of all, wow.
Jeff
it's a
loves
great venue.
Places that
I've
are
never,
close to him.
I've yeah. never been to the Echo before.
It's awesome. You know Ryan Ross?
It's awesome, dude.
It's awesome.
It's Ryan Rossum.
From Panic at the Disco of yore.
So you're, I've heard you mention it now twice, Panic at the Disco. You're a giant Panic
no.
at the Disco.
Jeff no. loves Panic at the Disco.
I can tell you do because you're
I like Ryan Ross's house.
He's also
have
a big
you been to Ryan
junkie.
Ross's house?
I've never been invited.
But you've been inside.
But I've been inside,
sure.
Yeah. Sure.
He didn't know.
That's amazing. You're cool. doing amazing things.
You're doing things. A bunch of cool shit.
You're welcome to come back to the office,
I would
to
love
the pod, to
yeah.
a sketch, whenever you want.
You guys are the best.
You got to get out of here.
Yeah, I got to go.
You got
to
go.
Riley, plug quick. You have
this.
Nothing.
you, Jeff,
yeah,
you have
I
nothing
got
also?
This, boy.
Watch Carpool Karaoke.
Or don't.
What?
I started writing for Carpool Karaoke.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
my
awesome.
My packet was the
yeah.
cast of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
So I know some things about you because of the research packets.
Again, he's 17. He's
very nice.
But David Young says hi.
I just saw David when we were shooting that.
I haven't seen your episode. I didn't write it. I started a few weeks ago.
Are we even supposed to talk? Whatever, we'll bleep it out. We'll cut it after I
yeah,
say it.
None of this
fuck
is going
it.
In.
Who cares?
This whole thing is a bust. We're not going to air
this. Whole thing's not going to be fucking
the whole
released.
Thing is bad.
Social media.
Oh, at Finn Wolfhard Official. But, you know, you don't have to. I'm good. You know? I'm at the stage of my life where
holy shit.
And that's a
no,
fuck that's
I'm
a fucked
good.
Up thing to say, but honestly,
I'm
if
good.
If it took time out of your day to go on your phone and follow me, you really don't have to.
I'm good.
That's fair, but it's such a baller thing.
That's
to be like,
amazing.
I don't need
listen,
one
good.
More follower.
I don't it's
okay.
I don't want to I didn't mean to sound like a dick
no,
a day.
No, you're not.
You didn't.
No,
it's
you're
so
not.
Fucking
you're not.
Funny.
Well, if you don't if you end up
but
not
if you
want to going...
follow Riley and Jeff.
Yeah.
We need it.
If anyone doesn't want to follow Finn but wants to follow
sure.
us instead, we'll take them.
So I will deflect that onto Riley and
yeah.
Jeff. If you want to follow me, follow Riley and Jeff.
That's really noble.
Yeah.
Perfect. What a that's a gift.
Social.
Social is Riley Anspaugh, Instagram, Riley Coyote on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, have a look. Have a look-see.
Hell yeah.
Jeff, what about you?
Don't play no James on Twitter because there was nothing good. Instagram is I am Jeffrey James, spelled bad.
Sure.
Thanks so much for listening. Finn, you want to leave us with some parting wisdom?
I guess don't go to trampoline parks when Ethan's working.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Never go.
Never
don't go
Apex.
With it. Go. Don't go. Well, go to Apex. I don't want to sell
but
them
only
short.
Only when Ethan's working.
Yeah.
Apparently. Well, we can also bleep out. You know what? Fuck it.
Yeah,
we'll bleep out
it.
The names. Whatever. Who cares? Bye.
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 Namaste.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.